from KQED.
Have you ever crossed a bridge and wondered about the people who helped build the towers holding them up? A new dance production pays tribute to the women who helped build bridges in the San Francisco Bay Area. Lisa Morehouse attended Flyaway Productions' aerial dance piece called The Ballad of Polly Ann, and she files this report.
In a cavernous performance space, dancer Jennifer Chien is perched 18 feet in the air on a set that looks like the tower of a bridge. Her clothes are construction worker orange with stripes of reflective tape. She's wearing a rock climber's harness attached to rope anchored to a ceiling beam. Chien pushes off the bridge and flies through the air, spinning and belaying down. She looks joyous and free, but what she's doing is dangerous.
So there are these large pieces of steel, and I'm flying around, sometimes at very high velocity, and if I'm heading straight for the steel, it's not going to move out of my way.
On the ground, dancers use tools of the trades. Their bodies become bridges for toy cars, and they construct trapezes from 2x4s. A steel deck simulating a section of road rises and tilts, and dancers move with it upside down and sideways. Flyaway Productions' artistic director, Joe Kreider, has danced on skyscrapers and cranes for years. She didn't know women built bridges until she saw photos of workers on the new expanse across the Carquinez Strait, east of San Francisco.
And it was a real eye-opener for me because I'm really interested in risk and things that are difficult physically, and suddenly there was a group of women who were engaged in those kinds of risk-taking.
While listening to Bruce Springsteen's recording of the old labor song, The Ballad of John Henry, Kreider caught the lyrics describing John Henry's wife, Polly Ann, picking up her husband's hammer and carrying on his work after he died from exhaustion.
She walked out to those tracks, picked up John Henry's hammer, and Polly drove steel like a man, no.
Kreider was drawn to this character, and even more to the female laborers, iron workers, and crane operators she met in California. The choreography and the soundscape created by local composer Pamela Z was inspired by hours of interviews with these women.
It is quite a rush walking those beams.
Heather Gare has a tiny frame, but she's all muscle. She put in 30 years as a carpenter and pile driver and was trained to walk the beams with no tether. Until she retired 2 years ago, Gare worked on California bridges from King City to Fort Bragg, including the Highway 92-101 interchange.
I remember standing out there, you know, over that freeway, 80 feet, 100 feet at that high point of that bridge on just a column with nothing around you. And it just, it's scary, but it was so intense that that's all I wanted to do was heights. And if you're up top, that means you know what you're doing. And so they've got totally trust in you.
That trust was hard to win. Gare says she worked with some really professional men, but others wouldn't work with her as foreman, and hazing, some of it dangerous, was common for female workers.
You got to just tough it out. There are some women out there, but we're all hurt. And if it's not physically, it's emotionally.
Heather Gare came into bridge building in the 1970s, when more women were encouraged to enter non-traditional work.
We busted our bums. We contributed. And we were given the opportunity to make a paycheck and have our benefits like a man. And to show that we can do the physical and we can do the mental. And we are there to be contenders.
It's estimated that women make up fewer than 3% of trades workers in California. Given the current economic climate, choreographer Joe Kreider thinks The Ballad of Pollyanne is timely.
I feel like this piece is an opportunity to begin a conversation about how to take the stimulus money that's coming toward the trades and once again consciously root it so that women are included in the benefit of that growth.
The Ballad of Pollyanne runs through July 25th at SOMARTS Cultural Center in San Francisco. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
You can sneak a peek at a rehearsal of The Ballad of Pollyanne in an audio slideshow on our website. Check it out at californiareport.org.